Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. And if you want to hear more than just this highlight from the show, become a Coast Insider and you can listen to the complete program, plus recent episodes about out-of-body experiences, the scientific search for extraterrestrial life, and biblical prophecies, which may have foretold our current state of global turmoil. So head on over to coasttocoastam.com and sign up for Coast Insider to catch up on what you may have missed from Coast to Coast.
Now, here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Now, in your book, Journey to the Afterlife, and we're with Christy Robinette here talking about her latest work, you have mentioned, of course, the in-between, the purgatory state, between heaven or purgatory. Tell me a little bit about that. I know, raised as a Catholic, we always talked about purgatory as limbo, just as a place, a holding place where you would go when they weren't quite sure if you were going to go to heaven or hell. You were kind of like in a holding pattern. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, it depended on how many confessions you did and Hail Marys and
exactly.
All of that, right?
And if you didn't go, you were doomed, right?
Oh, I know. And it still is so pivotal today. I still have clients who feel so guilty for all of the little, intricacies of theology.
By the way, I had a friend, I'll come back to this question, but I got to tell you this quick story. I had a friend when I was just a kid who was a Protestant, and I was raised a Catholic. And, and I would ask, his name was Reggie. And I said, Reggie, when you sin, do you don't have a priest or something in where you go? And he went, no, we don't do that.
Right.
We just ask for forgiveness to ourselves. And I said, why do I have to go to a priest and tell him everything I did wrong and, get him to forgive me and say all these prayers and stuff? So I went home and I asked my mother that. I said, Mom, I don't get this. Why do I have to go to a priest and confess sins? And Reggie doesn't, and he still can get to heaven. And it's an interesting take, but that's my interesting little story. How do you look at purgatory and heaven and hell?
I was raised Lutheran, so I was raised that there wasn't a purgatory. It was black and white. You either went to one or you went to the other. But in my experiences of sensing and seeing and communicating with spirit, I found out that there is this in-between. And some people call them the left behind. Some people believe that they're the ghosts that wander and that's their purgatory. Some call it a spiritual jail. I often see it as a healing room. I see it as those that are still trying to release the residue of their sin. And the sin can be, you know, so tiny. Like, I stole a candy bar when I was 5 years old. Or, you know, I cheated on my wife, and I've asked for forgiveness, but I haven't forgiven myself. And so I've seen these in-betweens, and we saw it on the show, on the popular show Ghost Whisperer, with those that hadn't crossed over yet, you know, and there was still this unresolved, you know, element that needed to play out. And so purgatory, the way that I see it, is all of the regrets in life that are staying firmly planted, and they're not allowing that free will of, you know, going to so-called receive your judgment, you know, on the other side. A lot of times we think of purgatory with those who've committed suicide, and it's not a hard and a fast rule that those that commit suicide go to hell, and it's not a fast rule that they do this purgatory, but I have seen that they have to experience, you know, that guilt, and they have to release a lot of that guilt that stays stagnated there.
John Zaffis works a lot on haunted objects. You have taken a look at that in Journey to the Afterlife.
I love Johnny. He's a very sweet. I do a lot of paracons. Where he's there. I sat at a table next to him, and I was so intensely, I was so agitated, like a bear in a cage. It was a terrible, and I'm like, Johnny, what do you have under your table? And he's like, absolutely nothing. I'm like, no, you've got something under your table, because I could not even sit there. And it ended up he had one of his crazy haunted dolls under there. But yeah, we moved into this new house. It's an old farmhouse. And one of the things my husband, he's very nostalgic, and he loves the old potato chip cans. So we had gone to an antique market, and they had a new era. So
does he collect them? He collects them?
He does. And he uses them. He puts his trinkets in it, or bird seed in it, or, you know, nothing. He's not really treating them well, if you will. They just remind him of his childhood. And so we went to this antique market, and he saw one that looked just like his grandparents had kept in their breezeway. And he's like, I really love that, but I don't love bringing antiques home. And I'm like, oh, okay, fine. So he ended up bringing it home, and it ended up being haunted. And it wasn't necessarily the potato chip can, and I tell the story in Journey, but it was more the story that went with the potato chip can. And I'm still actually working on this as a case, because it ended up being a murder case that is still sort of in this black and white area, or in this gray area. It's not as black and white, and it deals with the mob. And this young lady and her son, she was trying to get out of this horrible mobster UAW type of a marriage. He was a very big wig in the beginning of the UAW, and she was saving her money in this potato chip can. And unfortunately, the husband found it and found what she was doing and murdered her and the son. Jeez. And it became a cold case. And it became my case when my husband brought home a haunted potato chip can.
You have to mention to your husband about Charles Chips, which used to deliver in the Detroit area, where you're familiar with, I think.
Yes.
And they had their chips in a can, so maybe he's got one of those somewhere.
I will ask him. I'm not sure what he has. He has his whole room of collectibles.
That's funny. So, you know, when you started doing this kind of work, you're considered a sensitive, right?
Correct.
You have dealt with the death of children. That's got to be kind of rough.
That's the hardest thing that I think that this, I don't like calling it a job, and I don't like calling it a gift, but that this, you know, being that sensitive I've ever had to deal with is dealing with the parents that are dealing with the death of a child.
It's not easy, is it?
It probably one of the most horrific, well, everyone has a horrific story to it, but I was working on a police case of a child. She was 3 years old, and she was stolen from her living room. She was sleeping in her living room, and in the dead of night, someone came in and stole her, and they found her not far dead in a creek, and just horrific things had happened to this toddler. And she had come to me in spirit and in the toddler way had expressed that she had been murdered and had given me, like a toddler, things that, you know, would hopefully make sense. But it was done in a three-year-old communication. And I became very close to the detective on the case. And I can still remember the detective and I standing over this young girl's grave just sobbing. We had bonded on this case that nobody else would ever understand, and we still are very close. He retired soon after the resolution of her murder, and it had been like a lynch mob for the police. It had been very difficult for me because I had little ones at the time as well. And it creates a lot of anxiety over knowing that a life can be snuffed out in a moment. And then the other side of that, those on the other side, the kids on the other side, are so close to God and so close to God light that they don't hold the regrets and the resentments like we do as adults. And it's so, and it's going to make me cry, it's so rewarding and it's so beautiful to see the transition of a child on the other side, because as much as we grieve them, they are in such an amazing space and a place to help us with our healing work that I think that it's the child who have passed on. It's those children who have taught me the most about death.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.